My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He is the chairman and founder of Liberty Counsel and the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. His organization this week filing suit against a new law out in the state of California that Governor Jerry Brown just signed into law that would ban what is being called out there gay to straight therapy. Governor Brown has said it needs to be relegated to the dustbin of quackery. It says it's non-scientific. Mr. Staver is saying in his organization and his clients that this is obviously a massive infringement on the free exercise of religion. And, sir, thank you very much, as always, for being with us. So let's talk about where this legislation came from and the rationale behind it out there.
Well, it came from a person by the name of Senator Liu. He has no background in mental health counseling. He saw some program on MTV, I believe it was, and he then went to Equality California, and they proposed this kind of legislation. He got all excited about it, and he pushed it through, and it got passed, and Governor Brown signed it into law. Liberty Counsel has now filed a federal lawsuit. We represent parents as well as minors who are currently receiving counseling that they find very beneficial, by the way, counselors, as well as two counseling associations, one of which is a 50,000-member professional counseling organization, the American Association of Christian Counselors. This particular bill essentially says that no counseling at all to reduce or eliminate or even not to act on your same-sex attractions is not permissible effective January 1. That the only kind of counseling that can be done is counseling that affirms or says it's okay to act on or continue to participate in your same-sex attractions. It's the first time in history that the government has come into counselors and said, you can counsel on this subject matter, but you can only express this viewpoint on it, not this other viewpoint. And it's the first time in history that they've said to patients or clients that say, I want this kind of counseling. I am benefiting by this kind of counseling. It is consistent with my value system. And consequently, I am voluntarily seeking it. And the government says, sorry, I'm sorry, you just simply can't have it. We're not going to allow anyone to provide that counseling to you. Now, our minor clients that we have, one of which has been in counseling for a year and a half, loves the counseling, loves the program, has had unwanted same-sex attractions, has had anxiety and self-esteem issues and identity issues and relationships with the family, but now has gone into counseling. The family relationship is well on the way to being repaired. The anxiety level has ultimately been addressed, and this person is appreciative of this counseling and wants to resolve his value system so that he does not act on same-sex attractions that he has experienced. And that is his right as a client. That is the right of a counselor to be able to provide that kind of counseling or to refer to counseling that would help him. Under this new law, neither the clients nor the counselors can provide or receive that kind of counseling.
What kind of stepping stones led to this, do you think, Matt, where we got to the point where it's illegal in a state in this country to suggest that a certain type of behavior is morally wrong?
It's absolute political correctness and immoral behavior and immoral and just bankrupt thinking that has led to this. Because now what they're saying is they are legislating a specific kind of morality. And that morality is only that homosexuality is good and that same-sex attractions are nothing to ultimately be resisted, even if you don't want them, even if you don't want to act on them. So what? Too bad. You've got to be counseled to act on them anyway. I mean, that's just absurd. This is, you know, if anything is quackery, it's the quackery of the California legislature and the governor that ultimately has the audacity and the hubris to think that they can interfere between a client and the counselor's relationship. And that's exactly what they're doing or attempting to do. And that's why we filed this federal lawsuit, because it clearly violates the rights to freedom of speech and free exercise of religion.
Matt, you mentioned just a moment ago that you filed this lawsuit in federal court. It is a state law in California, however, so why did you decide to pursue the challenge to this in federal court?
Because it raises federal constitutional issues with regards to the right to freedom of speech. We also mention the California state constitution, which gives, frankly, a broader protection of free speech rights than even does the federal one. But the federal one is so clear. Here's what they've done. There's another case that's out there, by the way, that is one that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled and struck down a law, and it was regarding marijuana. It told doctors that you could not tell patients regarding the medical uses of marijuana. You could tell them about marijuana, but you couldn't tell them about the medical uses of marijuana. And so that licensed one side of the debate, allowed one-only viewpoint on that issue, and the Court of Appeals ultimately found that that was a violation of free speech. That's exactly what this does. It allows only one viewpoint, and whenever the government gets involved and says, you can talk about abortion, but only from the pro-abortion standpoint, not pro-life. You can talk about politics, but only from the Democratic standpoint, not Republican. It's the same thing here. You can talk about same-sex attractions, but only from a positive standpoint that they're good, but not from another standpoint to say you ought to and you can reduce them and eliminate those or manage those. That is the government taking sides on a viewpoint. Subject matter is okay, just one viewpoint is not. That's when the government crosses the line, and that's per se unconstitutional.
When can we expect this to move forward in the system?
We're asking for a preliminary injunction, so I would imagine that we will have some kind of an injunction hearing in November. But clearly it has to be before the end of the year because January 1, this law goes into effect. And here's the other thing. January 1, 2013, if this law were to go into effect, the counselors that we represent and many, many others will face disciplinary matters no matter what. If they counsel someone that they're currently counseling or someone who seeks counseling, they'll violate the law that goes into effect. If, on the other hand, they get somebody who says, I need counseling to manage and reduce and so that I don't act on my same-sex attractions, then if they don't counsel them, they don't refer them, they don't provide them alternative information, guess what? They violate the ethical codes because they are supposed to provide the information to their clients that the clients seek or refer so that the clients can at least have the information. Either way, they're going to be in a catch-22 and be in violation of the ethical codes.
Very important case. Matt, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matthew Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.